4TFW Mobile.
B Mobile.
Hey, good morning, Leon. Hope everybody's doing well this morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, doing okay. Just headed in as usual.
Bad work this morning. Hope you're doing well, kid. Hope you had a great weekend and good work day yesterday. And you too, Eric. That's good to hear y'all going to work this morning.
Well, good. Missed you on Thursday, Eric, and I guess yesterday too.
Drag myself into the office every day, so but it's the holidays, so it's a little bit more of a slack time. So probably gonna be working at home just a little bit more here in December.
Got me on that one. Figure out how to drive that truck from home.
But figure out the people that figured out how to drive the car is behind me though. He sped past me. Sped past the tractor trailer. I got past the tractor trailer before the cattle chute, and he slowed down all of a sudden. So I don't know what his deal is. Now he's back behind me again. So I don't know. Maybe just run a tag along. This prime truck next to me can't decide whether he wants to do 80 miles an hour or 65.
Hit 45 right there, isn't it?
There he goes, passing by me. I'm running 60. Speedy car who decided to slam on brakes in front of me, and now he's passing me again. He just can't pick up the mine, I guess.
That happens, and I got crews on.
Dr. Trailer's got one of the flashing yellow lights every time he puts his brakes on. The trailer's got a flashing yellow light in the back. That'll drive me nuts.
Trucks I see on 85 a lot that have like the obnoxious flashing yellow lights on the back.
Fox Lane in the middle of White Hampton, right when you come over hill.
Box blade? The box blade? Are you talking about a tractor implement?
Old cardboard box laying in the middle of the road.
Was it moving?
Moving, but I imagine it's going to move as soon as somebody hits it.
The car. Pulls a 65-mile-per-hour tractor trailer. Drive it for prime. That's just fast again. And they sped up. And I had to really speed up to get around them. Now he's way back there again. So we'll see where this goes. English.
He's probably getting sleepy.
Controlling the trucks. I don't know why I just don't use it.
Run off the road doing 60.
Head up there on the mountain. Up on that 25 connector, you run off the road once. I didn't tell you about that. Yeah, he about toppled over on him. 90. Hopefully I won't be with him long. I'll make my turn on the 290.
He won't turn there. KN4TFW.
That's when it was snowing at the house when I left. The road's going to be a little slippery, but came down the mountain fine. It's 28 degrees when I left the house, and it's 34 here. Up by 290.
It's over here by exit 83.
It's 29 and 80.
Hey, Ken, guess what?
What's that?
I finally took that spool of coax out of the back of my car.
Finally got rid of the extra weight, huh?
That van I had to bring in this morning.
Hands with you.
I got a buddy of mine, one of our big 40-volt drum fans, and it failed, so I took it in and got a warranty, and they shipped their warranty replacement to my house. So I'm going to meet him for lunch today and bring it to him.
Fans in the stands. But you have fans in your trunk. Fun on words there. A little play. Come on, Eric, wake up. And your lovely bride there, got any more duckies for the dash?
A few of them up there, and she don't put all of them up there because they just go everywhere. And that they keep, I think Jeep people don't like it when you put ducks up there, so they keep making the dash smaller and smaller. She's got to where she don't. You know, her new Jeep, her old Jeep had that V6. This one's got a four-cylinder turbo, and she just don't like that four-cylinder.
I've never really comprehended this. I mean, I understand the philosophy behind it, but a four-cylinder, and then you got to put a turbo on it. If you can do all that, just get that bigger.
It's just loud. The motor itself is just loud.
My wife's car is like that. It's a Honda Accord. It's got a 1.5 liter turbo in it, and it is the loudest motor I think I've ever heard in a car I've driven.
My wife's car, they wanted to know if I wanted a turbo in it. I said, no, the motor that small. That's a waste of money. But I didn't realize it. But if you get a tuner for my truck that I'm driving here, you can buy a tuner for it, and it'll give you the turbo sounds, and you can adjust it and put the whistle in there or take the whistle out. I don't know about all that. This is all about the tunes. I would never, ever bypass the federally mandated emissions on my truck.
No, never.
No whistle.
Might be about to have to get a transmission for my truck.
Well, since they got coming out, they have a conversion kit for the Allison. Yes, diesel. That's Alpha Tango Sierra diesel. They make a conversion kit that will plug and play on the Ram 2500-3500 series. And you get to keep your exhaust brake. Everything's factory. They have a little electrical converter box that converts everything over, so all the factory settings stay the same on your dash. It's pretty cool.
Same transmission as the Ram 3500, but I don't know if that kit would work on my truck.
What year's your truck? You get a newer one?
No, mine's a 2017 Nissan.
I'm talking about a Ram. That wasn't the thing they got it from a Nissan yet. That's a lot of transmission for a Nissan, but I'd like to have that Allison and this 3500 here. That would be sweet. I've always said that about these trucks. If you put a decent transmission in them with a Cummins motor, oh, man.
Yeah, Cummins, but the transmission's been squishy ever since the truck was new, and, the dealer's like, oh, it's normal, but now I've got... If I let the truck sit long enough, when I put it in gear, it won't move until it takes a while for it to build up pressure. So it's acting like it's low on fluid, but I can't find any leaks. And I don't know where it's going, and it still shows normal on the dipstick. So I don't know. I've got probably a solenoid problem or a pump problem or something like that.
Something I'm missing in the valve body. The 3500 that I well 25 well 1500 the 1500 I had. It was a 99 model years ago. It had the 68 RFE, same freaking transmission, but it went out. I had to have the whole valve body redone and rebuilt the whole transmission for me, but everything I'm reading, the valve bodies go out pretty good, and the clutch disc go out.
It behaved right ever, and it probably has, they probably messed something up at the factory, but, it's always had a little bit of a stutter in second gear. And, a little bit of slipping between 3 and 4, not much, but noticeable. And now I've got this other issue. So I don't know. I might take it to a shop and see if I can find a local guy to rebuild it or something like that.
This transmission goes down. I may opt for a Allison conversion. But, man, you talk about pricey. They went like $12,000.
I had to put a new transmission in my truck.
Transmission, all the labor and everything to put it in.
Anymore.
Transmission to go with.
Decent Warner in it, and it's a good transmission. It definitely hauls whatever I want it to haul. It's actually a very a lot of people have the opinion that the transmission that's in this truck is way more transmission than it ever needed. Which is good, but mine is just misbehaved. So if I can get it, shifting smooth and driving well again, that's all I need.
Come on.
120K.
Are the fluids changed in it?
Every 30K.
Well, transmission guy, but yeah, somebody fix that, it'll probably be good for another 120. I got a transmission place up in Asheville. I did a jam up job on that one I had because it ran and ran and it ran for years after I had that thing done.
But it's about due, so I might do the fluid and see if that helps at all, and then looking at getting the valve body looked at, because yeah, you're probably right. I think it probably is a valve body issue. I can't believe that the internals of the transmission would be going out at 120K. I haven't pulled that much with it.
You know, somebody really knows that transmission. It might be as simple as dropping the pan down and doing something just on the external, not even having to take the transmission out. That would be so convenient. NC9V.
W2JKT.
Yep, W.
Stockpile a bunch of parts for mine now. We've got the ram horn intake from Banks, the Banks conversion. It does away with the grid heater and gives it a lot more air coming in there. And got some more parts I want to order because when I do the Banks thing, I want to do everything all at once.
800 range? Yeah, there are tons and tons of modifications available for those things.
There's all kind of stuff you can buy for it, I know that. And I've been eyeing a bunch of it. It just takes the money. You gotta throw the money at it. Horn and the grid heater delete on it. That was $718 and that was on sale. So I gotta get that thing on there one day. Just to see how much soot's built up in it.
With the modern emissions is that the EGR just throws soot into everything. The problems with my truck, you know, I had to replace the turbo on it because of the EGR soot problem, and that was like $6,000 to put a new turbo on it. And the more things happen like that, the more I think about, you know, gosh, maybe I need to rethink my stance on the emissions.
I got a turbo actuator that's acted up, so it's throwing codes for that. Every now and then it'll go into it's got a glitch in there. Just apparently the turbo actuator's not doing what it's supposed to do by activating those vanes. So I gotta do something with that. That's a $200-something part. And you got to retrain it. Comes with a little relearning, the recalibration tool electronically. And I just want to do all that at one time. But there's all kinds of things you can do with it. Turbo, you can buy a brand new turbo for a couple $100. I mean, I saw one on the internet the other day for, I don't know how what the quality is, but it's like $600.
The rotary turbine control valve, which is a fancy name for the turbo actuator, is a high failure rate part. I actually got a letter in the mail a couple of years ago saying that they were extending the warranty to 150,000 miles, regardless of age, for the rotary turbine control valve because they had such a high failure rate. And it's a safety issue because if you lose power, you know, it's bad. So I think the federal government, in exchange for not having a mandatory recall, they just extended the warranty on them.
Atlantis will get off their tails and do the same thing because that's the same exact thing this is doing. It's a power properly activating the turbo, so the vanes in it. So, I don't know. It's one of the things. Gotta get done. So, I'm sure it'll be out of warranty. And they've not extended the warranty, so I'm over a barrel on that one, I guess. For a lot like, getting older. Not for the faint of heart, right?
But again, when it comes time to replace this truck.
Tiller power.
What did you get with your 3500?
Highway. I've not really kept that good track of it. I know when I first got it, I was keeping track. It was like 25, 27 on the highway. Yeah.
With mine, so that's even a little better.
You know, it's turning such low RPM. It's like when you go down the interstate, I mean, I'm turning idle speed.
basically running.
At 65 miles an hour, I think mine's around 1700, 1600, something like that.
40 miles an hour, I'm turning 1100. And it idles like 8.
Motor in my EV runs around 120,000 RPM.
That's the direct drive motor?
Gear reduction in it. But yeah, it's, you know, brushless synchronous motors typically run pretty high speed to make power.
We'll have traffic light somewhere. I can smell it. I think it's this car with all the exhaust coming out. Which probably be a little head gasket.
Yesterday, and there was a Nissan Murano or something like that, just pouring blue smoke out of both exhaust pipes. Like, probably haven't changed their oil in like 50,000 miles.
Flew out to Albuquerque one time, and the rental car we got was a Nissan Rogue. Man, let me tell you, I was not impressed. That was not an impressive car.
Yeah, Rogue is a piece of junk. Many, many years ago, and even she'll tell you it's a piece of junk.
He's on that one.
That's really nice. That's the model they put all the money into. That's their high profit model.
Pathfinder hard body. That's a nice little vehicle.
That's somebody towing a fifth wheel with a Ford F-150 slammed to the ground.
Towing, right.
24-inch rims on it. Wheel with the 150 for sure.
Well, it's after where you just take the fifth wheel and hook it up to a regular trailer hitch.
Kong.
That's what I'm saying. From the center of the main axle there and take it further back. That'd be good. Just bought four more tractors. They delivered them. They put a picture on our little newsletter. They piggybacked them. They were talking about maybe sending drivers down, fly them down, and let them drive them back. But no, they came from Texas. And instead of doing that, they got a transport company to piggyback them back. Had all four of them piggybacked at the same time. It looked like a train of tractors, I guess. It was a funny picture. If you had to see it.
Oh, I've seen him do that before. But anyway, guys, Courtney just texted me, so I'm going to give her a call and see what's up. So you guys have a great morning. Be safe at work today, and we'll catch you guys a little bit later on. This is W2JKT. I'll be clearing you all final.
All right, then, Eric. Have a great day. Take care. 73. And talk to you later. NC9V.
Eric, have an awesome day, and we'll catch you later. Catch you on Thursday. KN4GFW.
The day to be back?
Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, but I think it's going to be intermittent now that the holidays are coming up.
I think everything will be intermittent coming up. I'm going to get some work in while I can. Everybody's going to be working through the shutdown.
Yeah, I hear you. I've been thinking about trading my truck in for like a 2500 when I retire. So I can pull the camper a little bit better. You reckon it gets as good a gas mileage as your 35?
It's the same motor, same build. You know the difference between 2500 and 3500?
I copy that. I didn't realize those diesels got that good a gas mileage or fuel mileage. What do you get pulling your camper?
That's what I talk about. Yeah, maybe 12. So it's not that good.
It's a lot heavier than mine. Mine's only like 5K.
Mine's 11, I think. 11 something. It's pretty hefty.
Wonder if a straight drive would get better fuel mileage than an automatic.
If you can find a straight drive, they're not selling many straight drives. I don't think, I think you have to special order them now. That's the, everybody's griping about you can't, you go to these lots. And on that note, I'm going to jump out here. I'm at work. So it's good talking to you, Ken. 73, take care. Yeah. straight drive would be the way to go. That way you don't have to worry about the transmission problems. Do a clutch every now and then, you're good to go. NC9B.
Leon, and be safe out there, and good to talk to you as always.
I mean,
we'll catch you down the road, KN4TFW.